I'm Rob Reinhart, and in this latest episode of Curiosity, we tackle a question close to my heart and yours. Yep, it's about music. And the question comes from Peter Pasquay.
Detroit has a rich musical history. What important venues of past and present should every Detroiter know about?
Well, Pete, Detroit certainly has perhaps the richest musical history of any city in America. Genres from techno to jazz to garage rock, famed record labels from Motown to Westbound to Third Man, and all the artists from Smokey to Seeger, Aretha to Aaliyah, from MC5 to SRC to ICP. If you wanted to see live music in this town for not that much money, there was a venue to suit your musical taste. Maybe you wanted to see Proof hosting a freestyle battle. The Hip Hop Shop on 7 Mile was the place to be.
We a family to stay together. Yeah, we don't pray together, but this house gonna be every day forever.
Maybe you were more into Black Flag or Negative Approach. You could head over to Clutch Cargo's or Greystone Hall.
Rise above, we're gonna rise above.
In the 60s and early 70s, something different, or the Chalet might have SRC, Frost, or Brownsville Station.
Smoking in the boys' room.
And even earlier, the 20 Grand opened in 1953 as a home for the blues, but by the 1960s, that's where you'd find the people who would become Motown legends.
She's not a bad girl because...
But perhaps you've noticed something about all those venues, and many more, like Center Stage in Canton, Ann Arbor's Canterbury House, Klein Show Bar, and the Bluebird in Latin Quarters. They're all long gone.
Hey, Detroit! Yeah!
Even the big venues, the Palace of Auburn Hills, Pontiac Silverdome, Cobo Hall, Joe Louis Arena, Olympia, they've all vanished. But a few have had their history preserved, which brings us back to Pete Pasquay and the reason behind his question.
I was listening to Charles Mingus's 46 Selden. And I was like, 46 Selden, wait a second, let me look that up. You know, found out that it was called the Strata Concert Gallery, and it was only open for a short period of time, but there are a lot of cool jazz musicians that went through there. There's all these venues that I'd like to learn more about. Which one should I know about? And I want to go find some records that were recorded at these venues and listen to them, you know?
So let's look at this particular album that Pete was listening to, and what you're hearing now. Charles Mingus, Jazz in Detroit, Strata Concert Gallery, 46 Selden. The Strata Concert Gallery started on Michigan Avenue in Corktown, but moved to the location at 46 Selden. Strata was the brainchild of pianist Kenny Cox, drummer Bud Spangler, and trumpeter Charles Moore. They've all passed away now, but in the late 60s, Ken Cox rounded up financial support from the Michigan Council of the Arts to start Strata. One of the others there at the start of Strata Concert Gallery, guitarist Ron English, who is still playing and teaching around Metro Detroit, filled in some details about those few precious years at 46 Selden.
They were in the context of what we understood to be necessary, which is audience development. It was spearheaded really by Ken Cox and Charles Moore, two composing principals in the CJQ, Contemporary Jazz Quintet.
What was becoming apparent in the early 70s was that new guitar bands like Pink Floyd were starting to encroach on the artistic music scene, pushing jazz further into a niche. So the idea was to have Strata help build an audience for jazz music, both local and national artists.
The other piece was audience development for those of us who were Detroit artists. Wendell Harrison had been in New York. He'd come back to Detroit. Phil Ranlin came here from, I think, by way of Indianapolis. Harold McKinney was a godfather to all of us. Marcus Belgrave were involved in an educational operation directly across the street.
Yep.
Where the High School for Performing Arts is now.
Mm-hmm.
And that was called Metro Arts Complex. Students and would come across the street and hear their teachers, that group, and the CJQ, I think the Lyman Water Organization, and others that performed there.
So we've learned there was an audience-building mission, an educational mission, an exhibition mission. But what about that album? There has been a resurgence of interest as more tapes from the Strata Gallery have surfaced. Besides Pete Pasquay's Charles Mingus album, there's a 2021 compilation of recordings from 46 Selden called DJ Amir Presents Strata Records, The Sound of Detroit, Volume 1. That features Larry Nazaro, Kenny Cox, the CJQ, and the Lyman Woodard Organization featuring Ron English on guitar, which you're hearing now. The recordings at Strata were made possible when the Strata Corporation purchased a recording truck that they could pull into the back of 46 Selden.
That was done at 46 Selden.
Okay.
It started as a four-track, and we recorded the trio, the basic tracks, we sweetened it with, you know, horn overdubs and Mellotron string overdubs by transferring those four tracks to the 16-track in the truck.
So where does one buy a used 16-track mobile recording truck in 1973?
That is the truck that had been owned by Steve Gebhardt.
Which brings another interesting twist to the Strata Gallery story. Steve Gebhardt was a filmmaker in New York. In 1970, Gebhardt started to work for Joko Films. Joko was John and Yoko, as in John Lennon and Yoko Ono.
This song I wrote for John Sinclair.
In 1971, he recorded both the film and audio at what came to be known as the 10 for 2 concert, where John and Yoko and many others gathered at Chrysler Arena to help free poet, activist, broadcaster, and MC5 band manager John Sinclair.
It ain't fair, John Sinclair, in the staff all breathing hell.
Sinclair was being held in prison for possessing two joints. Shortly after the concert, he was released. The mobile recording van at that concert became Strata's recording studio at 46 Selden.
I remember driving out to New York with a friend. I drove my car back, and he drove that van back from New York City.
We had to modify the back of a building. Now, we're renting this building, but we got permission to raise the rear door. You know, it had a garage that, you know, a roll-up garage door.
Yeah.
But it was only about 7 feet high, and we needed 9 feet. And so we had, you know, somebody came in there, and a contractor, and knocked out, you know, part of the wall and put in a brand new roll-up door, and we brought the truck inside and locked the door. And that was the recording studio from then on.
And after Sinclair was released from jail,
what I felt then was, how am I going to make a living? I had two small children. I was a publicly branded troublemaker and bad guy. How am I going to make a living?
And as he told Ann DeLisi back in 2020, he found a place for himself at 46 Selden.
I came back here and I asked my friends at Strata Gallery and Strata Records, Ken Cox, Charles Moore was my best friend and mentor. And I asked them if I could have a desk in their space, and in return I would do work on their records and whatever they needed for publicity and stuff like that.
John went to work for Strata, producing concerts and albums for Strata Records through the end of the 1970s. Again, Ron English.
That was also the first time that we presented the Herbie Hancock and the M1 Dishi band. In that 73-74 season, we had Ornette Coleman, Charles Mingus, and again, that was taped, I think, probably by WDET.
Oh, and then there's that. The Strata Concert Gallery at 46 Selden had another cool feature. It served as a performance space for live radio broadcasts right here on WDET.
And in my own program, I'm Bud Spangler. I'm on Monday nights from 9 until 1 o'clock.
In addition to being a great drummer and promoter of music in Detroit, Bud was also a broadcaster. Besides the Charles Mingus album Pete Pasquay was listening to, many other artists visiting 46 Selden were also being broadcast live on the air at WDET, where Bud, Ken Cox, and Charles Moore all had radio programs. And a good bit of fun.
Will you leave me alone? I'm trying to do a radio program.
Another tight program here on public radio.
And even though the venue and many of the people are gone now, some things stay the same.
Your contributions, tax deductible, to public radio in Detroit, WDET FM.
Thanks for the great question, Pete. We hope you found out more about that Charles Mingus album you have.
I look forward to learning more. I'm glad you guys took the question.
And the Detroit venue where it was recorded.
46 Selden. Strata Concert Gallery. Good night, folks.
For Curiosity, I'm Rob Reinhardt.